Now to Syria. In a divided town, two sides maintain a fragile working coexistence. One side is run by ethnic Kurds who fight with the U.S. against the Islamic State. Another part of town is under the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, who's opposed by both the U.S. and the Kurds. NPR's Alice Fordham visited and reports on how people navigate the overlapping powers from one street to another.
The city of Qamishli is confusing. Take this traffic circle. It features two statues of Hafez al-Assad, the autocratic father of today's Syrian president, and regime traffic police checking cars. But then, a few hundred yards away, at another intersection, there are other traffic cops with different uniforms, the logo written in Kurdish rather than Arabic, and posters of a Kurdish leader imprisoned in Turkey, Abdullah Öcalan. Like much of northeastern Syria, control of this city is divided between ethnic Kurds aspiring to self-rule and the weakened regime of Bashar al-Assad. And that makes for a strange daily life. I meet Glovan Asad, a Kurdish man weighing out apples in his dad's grocery store in a Kurdish-controlled part of the city. Yeah, he says. Areas like this one are controlled by the Kurds. They have a local administration system. And then, he says, the regime holds some parts of the market and has a road to an airport, which it also controls. I ask if he crosses over from the Kurdish into the regime areas. Oh, yeah. He's studying at a regime-run university in a nearby city. So while he's here, he actually leaves the Kurdish area and goes to the regime side to show them the paperwork that proves he's a student and keeps him from getting hauled in to serve in the Syrian military. He says he really hopes the Kurds take full control of the city, but he doesn't seem very sure they will. And that could make sense because the hallmark of the main Kurdish group here seems to be pragmatism. That group, the YPG, fights against ISIS and has allied with the US-led coalition, which calls for the fall of the Assad regime. But in this city of Qamishli, despite occasional clashes, Kurds and regime generally coexist. The regime is more interested in fighting rebels, and the Kurds mostly stake out their own territory and fight ISIS. It kind of makes sense. But it's unpopular in some quarters. There are a lot of Kurds who hate the Syrian government's discriminatory policies against them.
Because this regime has deprived them of their nationality, a citizenship, that's to say. It has deprived them of the right of speaking in their own mother language. It has deprived them of working. So it's really strange that the Kurds stand by the regime.
This man is afraid to let us use his name, afraid of the Kurdish forces here, although he's a Kurd. He thinks this is just a temporary marriage of convenience between Kurds and regime. I ask if he thinks the regime will take back full control.
It depends on the superpowers. So if the superpowers want to the regime be back, he will be back here.
For now, he says it suits the US to support Kurds against ISIS, but they're just being used. He expects one day Assad will crush the Kurds again. Today's Kurdish control, he says, is all sandcastles. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Qamishli.
This is NPR News.